One thing on offense that I think can help the Commanders win this game, besides, again, obviously the run game, time of possession, I want to spend a minute on this. So last week, the Detroit Lions scored a touchdown on a hook and ladder play, right? Is designed. I forgot to ask Jay whether that's totally designed in practice and during the week, which I assume it is, as opposed to just two players improvising and making something, not out of nothing, but just making something happen. So I assume it was drawn up by Boy Wonder Ben and executed and practiced and so on and so forth. Well, I don't expect the Commanders to do that this week. That's not what I'm expecting. You know what I kind of hope I see? After 2 weeks of a lot of jet sweep, a lot of eye candy, a lot of motion, a lot of fakes, again, a lot of jet action. And for those of you that don't know what jet action is or means, it's basically when a wide receiver runs, you know, full speed or mostly full speed behind the line of scrimmage, sometimes even behind the quarterback, kind of depending on formation, depending on how things are lined up. You know, Jaden, we've seen him under center a couple of times, so it could be behind Jaden. However they decide to do it, we've seen a lot of that. We're not going to see, again, a hook and ladder play. I'd be stunned if they try and pull that out. But you know what, Matt? And you mark this down, 2:30 and 45 seconds. You know what I wouldn't be surprised to see this week? Against the Arizona Cardinals, a kind of an aggressive defense. A flea flicker. A flea flicker. Not a flea flicker. A flea flicker that ultimately ends in Jaden Daniels throwing a bomb to Terry McLaurin or De'Ami Brown. And maybe Luke McCaffrey is involved. Remember the play they ran? Was that at Tampa? I think that was at Tampa. Maybe it was against the Giants, but I'm pretty sure it was the Tampa game. McCaffrey gets the ball, and he was lined up as a wide receiver. He gets the ball on a quick screen behind the line of scrimmage, and then all of a sudden he kind of turns and pivots his head, and he's looking at throwing the ball all the way back across the field to Jaden Daniels. And they would have had it, and they would have hit it if McCaffrey decides to throw it. He didn't. I don't think we'll see it exactly like that because that's not really a flea flicker. But again, a flea flicker could be a handoff to Brian Robinson and then, you know, out of gun, like one of those cross-face kind of handoffs, and then Brian Robinson stops right back to Jaden Daniels. By that time, Terry McLaurin is screaming on a deep post down the middle of the field. Bang! If that happens this week, after I absolutely nailed the deep passing attack, you can just call me genius. You can just call me Chris the Genius. Because that's what I will be.